comes on the rights of the child to journalists and those involved in the media. Turning now to the freedom of assembly and association. Allows for the participation of children. However, the CSC has received testimonies from Costa Rican children who are pessimistic about the work done by children's councils. I'd like to know why this is so. Why are children so pessimistic vis-a-vis councils which should be of benefit to them? How do children take part, particularly those of African descent, indigenous children, and children with disabilities? Is the information on the councils accessible, and how is this coordinated with their own work for these specific children? Lastly, I would like to ask you about the budgetary situation of these participatory councils. What budgetary allocation is planned to enable these councils to operate? These are the questions I have for you in the first cluster of our dialogue. Let's take a 15-minute break. The delegation will be able to gather its responses in the room next door. And at 3:57, we will return to the room to resume our dialogue. Thank you.